The unions have accused the government of not being serious about concluding a review of the current public sector pay deal. The president of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, Kevin Callanan, told Morning Ireland this morning that there have not been any talks since the 17th of June when the government said it wanted to review the current agreement. Union leaders have announced plans for a coordinated campaign on pay with the intention to ballot for industrial action in late August. With more on this, I'm joined now on the line by General Secretary of the INMO, Phil Nihay. Good morning to you, Phil.
Good morning.
The government is not serious about concluding a review on the current deal. Do you agree with what Kevin Callanan told Morning Ireland earlier on?
Yes, that's the trade union position. We have engaged in discussions facilitated by the Workplace Relations Commission, and as everybody knows, those discussions concluded on the 17th of last month. So we are now in a position where our members, in the case of the INMO, it's nurses and midwives, but right across the public service, the workers are saying that, you know, the pay awards that were brokered as part of a two-year deal have been effectively are now null and void, consequence on the inflation and the increased cost of living and all that goes with that, and their ability to live and to work in relation to the current costs that are associated with it. So as their employer, the government, we have invoked the review clause of that pay agreement, and we have had the meetings, and the government are reflecting on their position as the formal position, and we're saying, well, right now, public servants and the people I represent, particularly low and middle income wages, they're saying to us, this is impossible. We have increasing costs every single day. We don't have the luxury, for example, of working from home or avoiding these costs. And this is not good enough. Our employer has to respond and has to respond promptly, because our health services are under such pressure mm-hmm. that the last thing we need is people leaving.
What are you going to do, though? Are you going to talk tough like you're doing here now, or are you actually going to ballot?
Well, I think the role of trade unions is to consult with its members. We're having an emergency executive council meeting next Monday, for example, on foot of this decision that we took on Friday. We will discuss it with our executive, who are all elected to represent nurses and midwives. They're all working nurses and midwives themselves. Other unions across the public service will be doing the same. And if the position that we arrive at is that this these negotiations that the government are not willing to engage, well, then that's what trade unions do. We then have to look at the options that are available to us, and one of those options will be balloting for industrial
okay.
action.
But it's not as if the government haven't engaged. I mean, you had a 2.5% pay increase this year and 2.5% next year offer on top of a 2% increase already provided for.
Well, the 2.5% was to cover 21 and 22, so it's over 2 years. So clearly that isn't sufficient when you look at the inflation rate and you look at inflation rate running and increasing. The idea that inflation and the increase in inflation is temporary, I think, has been well blown out of the water at this point. So we know that the real cost every single day of filling your car to go to work, putting food on the table for your family, and ensuring that you are not concerned about your rent increases, you're not concerned about the cost of childcare, but that also you're able to have a standard of living that it is that you are able to go to work without it costing you more to do that. Now, the problem we have, for example, is we have a real problem with retaining nurses and midwives to continually work in the public sector, and this approach of their employer doesn't help that. So what they're saying to us is, well, look, we've worked through a pandemic, when the ships were down, we've given our all. Every time there's been any negotiated settlement, the government have dragged their heels. Examples, pandemic bonus, the current crisis we're having in relation to those with long COVID, and the cut-off times that the government are insisting upon. So our members, I think, are correct in saying to us, why is our employer taking this approach to the very short staffing issue that exists, which today the patient groups are coming out saying, look at the services yeah. that we're not able to provide in our hospitals. Why is that?
Okay.
And why is an employer not taking this seriously and planning to ensure that we do everything we can to retain people?
Though timing is everything here, isn't it, Phil Nighé? And I wonder, does giving the government another fire to put out in the autumn, when they're already trying to budget for a crisis of living, crisis of cost of living for the whole country, not just for public sector workers, is this good politics on your part?
Well, I think what we've said is we're available to enter into talks if they're serious. So, I mean, I'm in my office today. The other officers of the Public Services Committee are at work today. We know the government have risen
okay.
for the summer.
So if they gave you a date for talks, Phil, would that be enough to put off the threat of balloting on industrial action?
What we've said is if there is a change, and the WRC are brokering, obviously, these talks, what the WRC have said is that the government need more time to reflect. We haven't heard that their position has changed. We have told them that our position is fairly simple. The offer that was made is not sufficient, therefore it has to be improved upon. And if there is an indication that that is the terms on which talks resume, well then of course we're interested in talks. No trade union goes out of its way to have industrial action for the sake of it. We have industrial action when talks break okay. down.
All right, Phil Nighé of the NMO, thank you very much. Coming up after the break, farming in rising temperatures.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.